overpass.
How about if you're going over a highway? Same thing?
Yes.
How about if you're going over a train yard?
Going over a train yard?
Yeah, a large majority of civil train tracks.
I guess it would still be an overpass, of sorts.
Viaduct?
I guess that's an overpass over several train tracks. There are several here in Mobile.
No, I just wonder if you
know. No, there are two viaducts here in Mobile.
And do they go over train tracks?
One goes over one train track,
okay.
And one goes over several, so I don't think that would be a rule of thumb, necessarily.
Well, it all depends on
who you are. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. What's an underpass?
That's a going beneath the highway, that passes beneath the highway.
All right, could one place be called an underpass or an overpass depending on where you are?
Depends on where you are.
Okay. How do you usually park a car against a curb? What's that called?
Parallel.
All right, how about if it's in a parking lot or a shopping center? Does it have a name?
You mean other than parallel parking?
Yeah. I've never heard one of those. Some people call it parallel parking too.
I've heard ankle parking. Yeah, I've heard that, but I've never used it. What do you call a place? I think you have one of these in Mobile. It's a parking area that's several stories high. Is that right? Parking garage? Okay. What do you call the tallest and largest buildings?
Tallest?
Just
any building? Skyscraper?
Yeah. Now, are there any skyscrapers in Mobile?
Just one.
Okay, one. It really scrapes the sky.
Yeah.
What would you use the word high-rise to describe?
An apartment building or a multi-unit building with several stories, maybe 5, 6 stories, maybe.
Could a high-rise ever apply to an office building, or is it mostly just...
Yeah, well, I said an office building or an apartment building with several units, several stories.
What do you call a small passageway between or behind buildings?
Alley?
Yeah. Are there any alleys here with names?
There used to be. I don't know if they still exist. Yes, there are some.
Are they official names?
Official names, where people get mail, and they have addresses, right, all of that. One is over here off Davis Avenue, Young's Alley. Another off Davis Avenue is Fisher's Alley. And then down the bay, that was one, would you believe, called Our Alley.
Aww. So you just get a 23-hour alley.
Right.
That's great. Well, now, how big are these? Are they?
They're really narrow.
Are they one way? Or do you not even drive on them?
Well, yes. People drive on them. Let's see. They're not one way. They're generally unpaved.
And there's probably not a big chance that two cars would be going in two different directions at the same time? Or would they be able to fit?
It happens, but it's difficult, but, you know, it's not impossible.
Is our alley still around?
No. When the urban renewal program started back in the early 60s. It was one of the landmarks scheduled for demolition.
All right, what do you call an area in the city where they've torn down a building and they haven't replaced it yet? Kids play there, people dump trash on it.
Well, let's see. You're talking about a vacant lot?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
What do you call an outlet on the street for fire hose?